This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Hannon, and this hour we're going to talk a little bit about Vision Zero, something that I think is brilliant. I really do. Some people think it is, I don't know if the word is naive, but just overly optimistic, you know, whatever the word is. But I like it. It's a mantra of Governor Burgum, the Department of Transportation, and it's to, you know, do everything in our power to get, for instance, traffic fatalities down to zero. Why wouldn't we want to strive for that? And you can set out every day and say, here's what I'm going to accomplish, and you might accomplish it one day out of 100, but you are doing the best to get to that, and guess what? It gets better every day. Or you can say, I'm not going to get all that done, so I'll just do this. And guess what? You'll get the result of that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We also are going to talk to Phil Kirpin from American Commitment. Phil is the president there. He's a longtime D.C. activist. Like him a lot. Used to be with Americans for Prosperity years ago. He's been doing a really good job, and if you follow him on Twitter, you'll find this, he tracks a lot of numbers, just lets the numbers talk. And he has an interesting little trail going right now on COVID facts versus fiction. So he takes the Spanish flu, how big of a problem was that as a pandemic, the annual influenza numbers, and then COVID-19. To put this all in perspective, because that's been missing through a lot of this, perspective. So we'll talk to Phil about that. And also be weaving in your questions and comments on anything and everything. It's called What's on Your Mind, after all. And continue to give you this pledge. We are going to do everything in our power to communicate what you want to anybody that'll listen. Congressional delegation, governors, other members of Congress, you know, whoever. We're here for you. This isn't about our agenda, it's about your agenda. So I hear the passion. I see it in your texts. I hear it in your voices in the calls. I see it in the emails and snail mail. And I hear you loud and clear. My own personal opinion is, we're putting a little too much of our energy into January 6th right now rather than into evidence and venues that have the best chance of success, the best path to victory. But on this, I agree. This issue, getting a free and fair vote on January 20th, the inaugural, to reflect what actually happened, what were legal votes on November 3rd, is the hill to die on. It is the hill to die on, because if elections don't matter, nothing matters. It is central to what we believe the Republic our founding fathers gave us. My two cents as we begin another hour on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends in Medora. Christmas time is busy. We don't always get to everything we want to get to. And maybe you didn't have time to see that magical Badlands Christmas in Medora or on any of the live streams, but guess what? Now you can watch it and still extend that Christmas love a little bit. It's a great show, as always, created by Bill Sorensen, the past and present performers from Medora in the program. Wonderful music, comedy, wonderful themes of Christmas, all the junk you can watch on demand. This is the best. It'll warm your heart. MedoraChristmasLive.com. Maybe Christmas wasn't everything you wanted it to be. This will help you. MedoraChristmasLive.com. On-demand streaming access tickets are only $25. When you're ready to watch, you just click the button and go. Simple as that. MedoraChristmasLive.com, sponsor of this hour of What's on Your Mind. Our first guest of this hour is Ryan Gellner, and Ryan is the outreach program manager for the North Dakota Association of Counties Vision Zero Outreach Program. Talk a little bit about that particular program and also a little bit about the upcoming legislative session. Ryan, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm really, really good. How are you?
I'm doing great as well, and I'm curious, for folks that are not familiar with the whole vision, no pun intended, of Vision Zero, how did this start? What is it? Explain it from the big picture.
Well, it's something that the state came up with a couple of years ago, and it really is on point. As you were talking about, motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of injury-related death here in North Dakota. And at times, it's out of control. And we had to figure out a way to make this applicable to every person that gets in a vehicle. And we really looked at what the big vision, what the big picture was, and really came down to be that crashes are preventable. So if we can prevent crashes, we can prevent deaths. And so the big question was, in your family, how many deaths are acceptable on our North Dakota roads? And as we went around the table, everybody said zero. Not in my family. We'll do what we can to prevent it in my family. And we thought, if everybody in the room is at zero, well, then everybody in the state should be at zero. There's nobody that wants a loved one or themselves to die in an automobile crash. Nobody. And so when we take it to that level, when we take it to your family level, we realize that, you know, if we do this together, we can get to zero. It's going to take time. We can push our deaths lower and lower and lower on the road if we take a personal responsibility every single time we get in a vehicle, whether we're the driver or a passenger. And the state really embraced that, and the state pushed that out. And from the governor on down, it has become really the state slogan when it comes to roadways. And if we take this serious, if we take our practices, our laws, our education, and we make them focused on preventing traffic safety deaths, and then every single one of us in our own vehicles goes and pushes that forward, then we've got a chance to push our deaths lower. And that really is what Vision Zero is. It's the vision of ultimately getting to zero deaths. And we understand it's not going to happen overnight, but we can move that number down, and we are moving that number down.
I have a little habit. Whenever I see a release from the Highway Patrol, I'll open it up, and generally about accidents that have happened. And I don't have an official count, but I have an unofficial count, and that is the majority of deaths that are reported by the Highway Patrol are for individuals that were not wearing seatbelts. And I assume the official statistics bear that out as well, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely, they do, and it bears itself out every single year. As part of my job, every time there's a death that happens on one of our roadways, I get an email. I get the official crash report. And every time one of those comes in, I look at that and I look at the same thing. I look and see, first of all, if they were wearing a seatbelt or not. And then I have to obviously keep a tally, or do keep a tally, of those deaths that come in. And early on, when you look at those deaths, you look at them as, unfortunately, as tally numbers. But the more you dig in, you realize that's a grandma or a grandpa or a brother or a sister or a mom or a dad that planned to come home that evening that didn't because of a motor vehicle fatality. This year alone, Scott, I do have those numbers in front of me. This year alone, we've lost 96 people throughout our state on a highway, a county road, a gravel road, whatever it might be. 96 people that were planning to come home that night that never came home. Brothers, sisters, moms, dads, grandparents, 64%. That's a huge number. 64% of those that were applicable to wear a seatbelt did not have a seatbelt on. Now, and that's just this year. That's 1 year alone.
We are a state that believes strongly in freedom, and I love that about North Dakotans, and I believe that in every fiber of my being as well. And those individuals who died in accidents without a restraint might still be here today, but that was their choice. What I find very informing is to talk to law enforcement officers about what they have to deal with when they approached that crash scene, and, you know, the angst of knowing had they had the seatbelt on, they wouldn't have been there. And also the investigation it spurs, the additional insurance impacts. So that freedom doesn't just impact that family, that choice. It also, you know, it's also an impact on taxpayers. It's also an impact on our law enforcement and what they're having to deal with when, you know, resources are tight. So I've come to believe that the best path to Vision Zero is for there to be stronger restrictions on seatbelts, because it will save the taxpayers money, number one, and number two, reduce the impact on law enforcement, and three, you know, maybe make sure somebody's sitting at the table next Christmas that otherwise wouldn't have been because they were exercising their freedom, something I have no problem with. It's like masks. I mean, if it's America. If you choose not to wear a mask, that's your thing, right? And you can not shop at some places that require it or whatever, but it is a freedom thing. When we come back around, I'd like you to talk about the options that would increase seatbelt use to lessen the impact on taxpayers and law enforcement, and what will happen in the upcoming legislative session on that front. So stay tuned, if you would. And more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I've been sick for days. Election integrity issues concerning each and every person within the sound of my voice. I would hope it would concern everybody within the sound of my voice. Sadly, it has become sort of, if you're for Biden, you'd say, fine, let's just get on with it. January 20th, this is, you know, foregone conclusion. If you're Trump, you want to die on a hill to get to the bottom line. I'm just reading some of the texts that are coming in. Very insightful commentary. You can text me anytime, 701-367-2054. And know that when you do text me, even if I don't get a chance to read it on the air, which I never get to all of them because we get so many every day, but it does inform what we talk about here, the guests we get on. It does help us a lot. So hopefully it makes you feel better, and it helps us. And if you need to, call this number so you have it in your phone and then you can easily transfer it to a text. Go for it. A lot of people do that. They'll call once, hang up, and put it in. That's fine. It's easier than writing it down when you're driving or whatever. So here's the number. Dial it in your phone, push send, and then you'll have it. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Our friends in Tioga want you to know it's a great place to visit. It's a great place to live. Tioga is an active community offering great activities for families. They have things going on all the time for families. Freedom Fest and Drone Camp for kids and Farm Festival and Pumpkin Fest and always something going on. Very family-friendly community. Not large, on the smaller side of North Dakota communities, but a lot of opportunity. Average yearly household income, $73,000 a year. Great education, too. They've really geared their education to technology, electronics, coding opportunities, preparing the students for the 21st century. Check them out at TiogaND.org. Back with more from Ryan Gellner from the Association of Counties. We're talking a little bit about Vision Zero, seatbelts, restraints, and the impact on families and taxpayers from a lack of use related to fatalities. That's how we get to Vision Zero. We tackle this problem. And my question, Ryan, really is, what do you do about it, right? So if we see a majority of fatal accidents, leading cause of injury-related deaths in North Dakota, no seatbelt, what do you do about it? What are the options? We have a legislative session coming up. I know that'll be job one. This has been before the legislature before. It's not an easy sell because people see it as a choice. What do we do?
Well, there's a couple of things we can do. One of them is education. We've been doing that for some time, really trying to educate people on seatbelt use. The fact the majority has got that most people in North Dakota, they do wear seatbelts. 83% of people on an observed rate do wear seatbelts. So it's less than 20% that we're trying to affect, less than 20% that we're trying to put their seatbelts on. And the legislative route to change laws to try to get people to focus on just putting their seatbelt on is a huge hurdle, and it's a hurdle we're willing to try. So this year, the legislature is going to raise a bill that is going to mandate that everybody in a vehicle has a seatbelt on. That alone will save lives. That alone will make taxpayers pay less money to save lives, which is a great concept. Just by adding a seatbelt law in North Dakota that allows for everyone in their vehicle to buckle up, we'll push those numbers from 83% over the 90s, because we've seen it in surrounding states. Minnesota went from 80%. They're currently at 93%. So back to the seatbelt law, there will be a law that will change our law or attempt to change our law from a secondary enforcement state to a primary enforcement state.
And let's explain that, because it's the law now, but it's not enforced, basically, unless you're pulled over for something else, right?
Correct. Virtually what we're trying to do is update that law. So the law now states that front seat passengers must be buckled in, but a law enforcement officer cannot pull you over at the current time to enforce that law. You would have to do something else, not put your blinker on, blow a stop sign, something like that, to get that. A primary seatbelt law would put everybody in the vehicle, must wear their seatbelt, and a law enforcement officer could pull you over just simply for not having your seatbelt on, and then would raise that seatbelt fine to $50 for not wearing your seatbelt. And that's virtually the only thing that the law changes. So it's really just updating that law. putting us in line with other states, not just surrounding us, but other states in the United States, and really is an effective way to get people to buckle up and to save lives.
North Dakota has traditionally had a light touch in the way of law enforcement and vehicle infractions. So the fines are low for speeding, et cetera. The $50 number, is there science in determining that number of what, where it's a deterrent? Because I would think of anything, if you convince legislators, okay, this is costing the taxpayers money, we need to do this, but let's make the fine really low, so then you lose the deterrent. What's the right fine amount to get the best deterrence?
There's some that believe $100. There's others that believe the fine is just right. There's got to be some sort of deterrent when it looks back and when you as the vehicle occupant makes a decision. There's got to be some decision that makes you go one way or the other. And $50 is a lot of money. $50 can be a meal on the table or not a meal on the table. So for some people, that $50 fine is perfect. For some people, it may not make a difference. But we really feel that we're right on $50. It's not an insane amount, but it certainly is worth the cost of not dying in an automobile crash. So I don't know that there's science behind that $50 number, but there certainly was a lot of thought that we didn't want to go too high because we didn't want to have that defeat the bill. But certainly we needed to do more than what we're at right now in the state of North Dakota.
This debate is not new. It's been around for a while. What makes this time different? And in the minute we have left, Ryan, what is the message to the legislators to think about this differently? What's the core argument that gets a fresh start on this and gets us an honest look?
Well, the timing is right. People of North Dakota, in surveys that the Department of Transportation, the North Dakota Association of Counties have done, shows that people favor a primary seatbelt law, that people want to take this personally and want to make this a law for all people. You nailed it. Taxpayers, law enforcement officers, time off the road, ambulance workers, hospital beds, all of those things add up in a crash where a seatbelt was not used. Someone is in the hospital, someone dies, someone doesn't come home at night. It's a way to save lives. It's a way to save money. Taxpayers pay billions of dollars in the United States for car crashes. It's an unbelievable number. To be able to take that away in North Dakota or significantly reduce that is huge. So it's a way to save lives, and it's a way to not increase the burden on taxpayers or the burden on someone that's not around the table this Christmas. It's the right thing to do. The timing is right in North Dakota.
John and Bismarck, I'll give you the last word. Your thought on this?
That is raise the traffic fines. I know highway patrolmen that tell me they get laughed at when they write somebody a ticket. We got no deterrent, and it goes to the schools, so the schools need the money.
Interesting point, John. Tough sell with legislators, but interesting point. Thanks for the call. Ryan, thank you. We'll be talking more about this, folks, into the legislative session. Legislators, think different.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. One week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound, even though your mama tried? Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland alive? Are you on a Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean?
Thomas Rhett, I could listen to you all day. A little Nashville tribute today, thinking of our friends and family in Nashville. I'm headed there in 2021 to watch UND hockey.
I'm just so glad this idiot only took himself out. Nobody else killed.
Yeah, no kidding.
Only what, three injuries, I think.
Did you hear the story of the police officer who said he heard the voice of God when he was...
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool. PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors, and I'm going to run in there today and get a 24-pack of Diet Pepsi. And I'm going to put a big bow on it. And I'm not going to drink it. I'm just going to have it there. And it's going to be my 2021 sort of, I'm giving up the diet soda on the advice of many in this audience, I might add. But at $5.99, I got to buy it so that, you know, when I have, you know, I don't know. Can you like have special occasions where you pop one of them or something? I don't know. $5.99 a 24 pack. How can you not buy it? PetroServe USA, all locations. Valley Dairy as well. Northern Valley, 20 ounce, 99 cents. 2 for $2 salt and nut rolls, can never pass that deal up. Double stamp Tuesday today, get your Lucky 7 club card stamped twice. Don't forget the great 4 for $4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20 ounce drink, and 2 of the best fresh homemade cookies you'll ever have. That's what I'm talking about. 4 for $4. And of course, home cooking with grab and go convenience as well. PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. All right. A couple of interesting texts before I go to our next guest. You're talking about seatbelts when our country's election process is at a tipping point. Seriously. We have way too much Big Brother going on already. Pick a better fight. What's a better fight than protecting lives? You ever been to an intersection and see a horrific crash in town where the cars are just mangled because somebody was T-boned because somebody blew through a light? It gives me the shivers every time. Therefore, when I go through a intersection, every time I'm very leery. Your chances of surviving that with a seatbelt versus without, statistically proven. But never mind that. Someone chooses not to wear a seatbelt, that's fine. That's up to them. That's freedom. But when it costs you and I, as it does, it impacts law enforcement, it impacts health care. Now we got to say, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute here. Do we need to do it a little different? That's what I believe. I respect the fact that many people are going to be on the different side of this argument, but I also struggle with how much we talk strictly about the election versus, you know, the COVID response versus other things, and comments like this are helpful in gauging that. But gauging by the amount of comments related to the seatbelt discussion, people are interested in that as well. So we'll just keep all that in mind. I found one other one here in this myriad of wonderful comments. And it was something to the effect of, if you're worried about people dying in seatbelts, you should be worried about how many people will die in a civil war if we don't fix this mess. And I get it. I get it. Just a question of balance and getting it all out there for the vast audience we have on these six great radio stations across the Northern Plains. Our next guest is Phil Kirpin. He's the president of American Commitment. Love that name. Love the work they do. And we've talked to Phil a few times through this COVID endeavor to get facts that the uncurious mainstream media seems to avoid. And if they just subscribe to his Twitter feed, they'd have a better idea of some perspective badly needed in all of this. Phil, welcome back. How are you?
I am doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your work. I follow you regularly on Twitter, and gives me a little bit of hope that there someday, somehow, some way, can be some perspective breakthrough in all of this. Most recently, you're tracking of the flu, influenza, versus the China flu. And fascinating. Also adding in a little bit of Spanish flu. Give us the overview on your work and comparing this data so far.
Well, I've been updating it every week when the CDC puts out their flu testing data because it's really astonishing, the total disappearance of influenza this year compared to the norm. And really, it goes back to basically when COVID appeared back in March. Flu numbers have sort of fell off the table globally. And I think what's happening, you know, there are a lot of theories. No one's really figured it out yet for sure. But I think what's happening is the COVID virus is outcompeting the flu virus. It's basically, you know, sort of knocked it out of the box. Like, you know, typically you have, you know, in most years you either have a lot of flu A or a lot of flu B. This year we have a lot of COVID and very little anything else. So it seems to be, you know, there's sort of one virus that sort of dominates and the others kind of fall. And, you know, if you look at the flu numbers from this week, for instance, it's week 51, which is the week that ended this past Saturday. They're really incredible. They're really incredible numbers. If you compare to the five-year average, and let me just pull it up. I'll read to you. This is the CDC number. So this is not every test in every doctor's office, but this is the ones that are reported to the CDC. So it's basically clinical labs and public health labs. The five-year average for week number 51 is 4,278 cases. This year we had 36. The five-year average for positivity percentage is 15.8%. This year we had 0.1%. So we're not quite at zero flu, but we're pretty close. It has been totally dominated by COVID. And, you know, the implications of that, of course, are that these really otherwise deeply disturbing hospitalization numbers that we're seeing in so many places with COVID are not in addition to the usual hospitalizations we have this time of year. They're largely instead of, because we're seeing so few flu. In fact, the CDC usually has a model that estimates the total number of hospitalizations for flu. This year, all they have is a note saying there are too few flu hospitalizations to even run our model. And so we don't have the hospitalization numbers for flu because they're so few they can't even run their model. And that's really, really good news because, of course, we had been hearing all these dire warnings about how we were going to have this twindemic and COVID and flu were going to hit at the same time and it was going to overload and collapse all our hospitals. And we are not seeing that literally anywhere in the world. Instead, what we're seeing is COVID is not in addition to the flu, but it's instead of the flu.
Well, it seems to me with those numbers and what you've just described, Larry, you know, Moe and Curley could ascertain that many of the COVID cases are, in fact, flu cases.
A lot of people think that. It's hard to say. I mean, the thing is, we do have a lot of negative flu tests, so it's not like we're not testing for flu. But what some people have suggested is that what may be happening is you take the COVID test first, it tests positive, and they don't test you for anything else, and you might have also had flu, or it might have been a false positive for COVID and you had flu, or you take the COVID test first and it tests negative, and then by the time they run a flu test, it might be too late to detect flu, since flu is typically only detectable for several days. And so it is possible that what we're seeing is some kind of testing artifact, or it is possible that it's a real phenomenon. As I said, it's hard to say exactly what's causing these numbers.
Yeah, I mean, it just is bizarre. I guess if nothing else, it's good news, right? Because one bad thing is based on a 5-year average, gone, and at the same time, you're fighting a pandemic. So how about the reporting of that? In other words, is it COVID? Is it flu? I know that a lot of our listeners are concerned about incentives that are there to report it as COVID because of dollars that then follow that for PPE and other things that are ventilators or whatever. Is there any concern there that the reporting of this is heavy COVID, less so on flu because of that?
Well, I think, we're in this extraordinary, massive hyper-testing situation for COVID now. And you notice I said, the average weekly test for flu in over the past 5 years, they're like 20,000, 23,000 tests, I think. We're doing like millions of tests per day for COVID. So it's not even remotely comparable to the level of testing that we normally do. And of course, there are a lot of incentives for that. One of them is the government's paying for the testing. One of them is that, especially if you're dealing with Medicare patients, you get that 20% plus up on any of your billing codes if COVID's on there. And so we've certainly created financial incentives to find as much COVID as possible. And of course, labs that were using very strict standards and not returning a lot of sort of questionable borderline positives lost a lot of their business because, hospitals didn't want to use them. They want to get as many positives as possible so they can get the plus up. And so we've had a drive towards pretty lax standards on COVID testing. And, they don't do live dead virus analysis. And so we don't know if a positive test is actual live replication capable virus or old dead viral remnants from, 12 weeks ago. And so this becomes a major issue, especially for a state like yours that just went through a really major epidemic wave. You've now got a lot of people walking around with dead virus this winter because they had it in the fall. And so, a lot of them, if they take a COVID test, they're going to test positive from the old dead virus they had a month or two ago, even if it might be something else that's making them sick right now. And so there is an issue there.
Let's talk about deaths a moment. We hear a lot about the milestones that hit. The media's obsessed with this number. If it goes up 10, they have breaking news on COVID cases or deaths. If we were to look at COVID deaths today, as reported, and compare that to the 5-year average of flu deaths, what are the numbers?
Well, COVID deaths are significantly higher for all age groups except one, which is the pediatric group. Children die much more of flu than they do of COVID, 5 to 10 times more deaths. But every other age group, the deaths are higher with COVID than they are for flu. And where they're steeply higher is the over 70. That is where you have this huge divergence and you have very, very high death rates with COVID.
So what I'm getting at is with so much lower numbers on flu versus the high numbers of COVID, if you take the total amount of COVID deaths and take out the average flu deaths, how much lower, assuming some of those flu deaths are being reported as COVID deaths, are we lowering that number? Does that make sense?
Oh, I guess I get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, the flu varies a lot depending on how severe the season is. And the other thing is we have statistical estimates of flu burden, but we don't have individual case-based surveillance the way we do with COVID. Just we've never tried to count it because there are millions of them. And I think it's a little crazy we're trying to do it that way for COVID. But, the deaths for flu, usually the estimate range is somewhere around, 30 to 50,000 and then in a given year. And then they also have, sort of wider ranges around that central estimate. And so, 2017, 2018, which was the last really bad flu season we have, I think CDC said it was, 40 to 90,000 deaths, something like that. So if you figure, the 350,000 some COVID deaths are instead of a typical year of flu deaths, then maybe it's a net of 300,000.
Still a high number. Fascinating data. Phil Kirpin, American Commitment. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Last segment, your calls and comments. Welcome next.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, Main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Ryan Wiggies with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, and eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little, little by little, sipping on a frozen drink. Taking more, taking.
You know what this song makes me think of?
A beach?
It should be like Luke Bryan, good song, but it makes me think of Vinyl Taco.
There you go.
Have you ever had their margaritas?
I have not.
You could take them to go, not in the cup, but in the can. They've done their own label.
Really?
Yeah, we had them at the lake this summer.
Okay.
And they're ginormous can.
Make a note of that.
Yeah. So, they sell them not in one packs, but three packs.
Ooh.
So one margarita.
And there you go.
Give me a little more of that. Give me a little more of that.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita will be gone.
H.A. Thompson and Sons is a trusted resource in North Dakota for over 100 years. Well, for that matter, all across the region. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana now. All receive service from H.A. Thompson and Sons. Mechanical contractor services, not only in the Bismarck, but across the region. Quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, they do, of course, in the Bismarck region. And back in the 90s, early 90s, they became a link service contractor. And what that means is they can provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners. So, you're president of a company, you're watching your bottom line, and you're seeing things going this direction, that direction, not good. You say, where can I save? This is an area you can save. More than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains now have one of these agreements. And they have a static number on their bottom line. Meanwhile, if something breaks down, has to be replaced, serviced, all handled by H.A. Thompson & Sons. You're looking at 2021 budgets. This is a very smart thing to explore. And they do more than HVAC. I mean, they do assembly lines in some places. They're that good at it. 701-234-9889. 701-234-9889. Calls and texts remaining for the rest of the show. Mandatory seatbelt usage is similar to mask mandates, writes this texter. Similar arguments can be made for both. It saves taxpayer money and lives. I personally do not want to give up any liberties because you will not get them back without much bloodshed. Okay, what are you giving up for liberties by wearing a seatbelt? It's the law now that you wear one. The only difference is that you can be cited for not wearing one when somebody sees you versus being pulled over for something else. So it's already the law. Let's clarify that, okay? And I would equate it to a speeding, you know, charge. Right? And do you follow the speed laws or not? It's the same thing to me. Masks, a whole different deal. For one, mask, in my mind, we don't have the data we have with seatbelts. That data is clear. It's very easy from accident reports to figure that out. Masks, I'm telling you, I asked Deborah Birx to her face, give me your best mask argument. What's your, you know, the rock-solid science that says this works? You know what she said to me? Well, we know this one individual who got on a plane, didn't know he had COVID, but he had COVID. And he was flying to, I don't know, or Bangladesh or something in New York. Most ridiculous long flight ever. He gets sicker and sicker as the plane goes. And he had a mask on and people around him had a mask on and none of them got COVID. That's what she told me. Now, that's a fine story and I hope it's true, but it's anecdotal. I want data. And you see now, Vice President-elect, she isn't yet in my mind, but the one that wants to be Vice President, Kamala Harris, she is getting her flu shot today. Not her flu shot, her COVID shot. China flu. And what has she got on? What do you call them? N95 mask?
Yeah.
The super duper one?
Yeah.
And then another mask. Oh, so that's the thing now. That's the thing. And healthcare workers have to wear that. Well, but then why everybody else with diapers on their face? They're not getting the full Monty? Apples and oranges, in my mind. But I welcome your opinions on this.
Got a love to the Minnesota announced the winter sports season January 14th, but all athletes must wear masks when they compete.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, how many passouts are we going to have on the basketball floor and the ice, you know?
I want to pass out when I walk with a mask.
I know. It's unreal.
Lee in Harvey, North Dakota. Go ahead, Lee. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. About that seatbelt crap, you know, how many freedoms are we going to allow our elected officials to take from us? We have a constitutional right to do what we want within reason. You know, and they don't even stop and think about the people who have claustrophobia wearing a damn belt.
Yeah, that to me would be a different deal. That'd be like a medical reason, but got your point, Lee.
Yeah, I went through that once before, and then I went and got a note from a doctor and went to court, and it didn't do a damn bit of good.
Is that right? That surprises me. Seems to me it's a medical reason there. I mean,
and why should you have to do that? We have freedoms.
I get you, but I shouldn't
have to wear one if I don't want to, and I shouldn't have to pay a fine if I don't want to.
Do you have the freedom to drive 100 miles an hour through town if you wish?
No, and I wouldn't.
Right, there's a speed limit.
Stupid.
Yeah, there's a speed limit, so I don't see it as a lot different than a speed limit myself. But and again, it's the law now. It is the law now. We're not talking about anything different. Anyway, I appreciate your opinion and your defense of freedom. Lee, I really do. Can you tell me about our friends at Schwann? Buick GMC, Kev?
I can. Employee pricing right now. SchwannBuickGMC.com. Of course, in Mandan, I mean, they got some 2020s left, not many. But you pay what they pay. Employee pricing right now. Green tag event going on. A lot of 2021s up for grabs.
And don't forget, we have a 24-7 line. If you got to get something off your chest, Sylvester in South Dakota, you were next. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, you're behind him. Sorry, I didn't get you. 855-200-1776 from Oasis.
2021 is certain to be an exciting new year with lots of optimism in Pfeiffer's land and equipment markets. Pfeiffer's equipment auctioneers are currently booking sales well into the spring and summer of 2021 and are providing lots of options for you to turn iron into cash. Whether you'd like to host a private retirement auction or if you'd like to participate in one of our regional auctions at one of our state-of-the-art facilities in Bowman and Steel, North Dakota, or Sioux Falls, South Dakota, contact a Pfeiffer's Auction Associate today for a free consultation. From all of us at Pfeiffer's, here's wishing you a happy holiday season and a prosperous new year.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.